The White House will appeal. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A federal judge is ruling Friday that the COVID health restrictions on immigrants, known as Title 42, must remain in place for now. The administration had wanted to drop them on Monday.
In a nutshell, what that federal ruling means is the status quo is just going to stay the same down here at the southern border. Remember, Title 42 has been in effect throughout this border crisis through these historic massive numbers of illegal crossings. Last month, April, the highest numbers in DHS history. And DHS sources, Border Patrol agents tell me, even with Title 42 staying, you can expect those numbers to continue.
Fox's Bill Malusian at the border. The Justice Department asking the Federal Appeals Court to set aside the judge's ruling, saying the Centers for Disease Control has decided the policy is no longer needed. President Biden in South Korea for meetings with Asia-Pacific leaders.
The alliance between the Republic of Korea and the United States of America is a linchpin of peace, stability, and prosperity. For a region of the world.
Two Secret Service agents who were part of the advance team for the president's trip have been sent home after a drinking incident. Deadly severe weather Friday in the northern Michigan town of Gaylord. A tornado ripping through the town's business district.
Entire businesses destroyed, windows blasted, cars getting flipped over. Just, an incredibly devastating scene here.
Max Goldwasser of Fox 17 in Grand Rapids. Tornadoes are extremely rare in northern Michigan, especially in the spring because of the relatively cold water of the Great Lakes. Boeing's first spaceship has successfully docked with the International Space Station.
Hardmate is complete. ISS thrusters are enabled, and we can welcome Starliner to ISS.
That's Rob Mayhurst at Mission Control. This gives NASA two companies to compete for the job of flying both crew and cargo to the International Space Station. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Catholic church leader is punishing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for her pro-abortion stand.
The Archbishop of San Francisco is barring House Speaker Nancy Pelosi from receiving communion over her support of abortion rights, which conflicts with the Catholic Church's position that life begins at conception and must be guarded. The Archbishop says the California Congresswoman failed to comply with his proposals in a letter last month to either publicly repudiate her position or refrain from referring to her Catholic faith in public and receiving communion. Pope Francis has urged bishops to be pastors, not politicians. Pelosi calls herself a devout Catholic and has said she believes God has given us a free will to honor our responsibilities. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The first Defense Department flights bringing pallets of infant formula from Europe will arrive in the U.S. this weekend. These initial shipments are of hypoallergenic formulas needed by babies with allergies to the protein in cow's milk. The battle over redrawing congressional district boundaries in Florida continues.
A new congressional map drawn by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis' staff has been reinstated by an appeals court. A lower court determined the map was unconstitutional a week ago. But the appeals court Friday ruled the previous judge erred when he ordered a replacement map for the 2022 election. The DeSantis map would likely boost the number of Florida seats held by Republicans, and critics say the map could reduce the state's black representation in Washington. The order is likely to be appealed to the state Supreme Court. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Russia is now claiming it has captured the entire Ukrainian city of Mariupol after a three-month siege that left an estimated 20,000 civilians dead. This would be Russia's biggest victory yet in the invasion of Ukraine. A dismal week on Wall Street ends with a slight gain for the Dow, up nearly 9 points. NASDAQ lost 34 points. The S&P 500 ending Friday nearly flat. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.